Give us an update, first of all, on Jacob Trouba.
Yeah, so it's 6 to 8 weeks with a lower body injury. Happened right at the end of the game.
The rest of your crew, Shifley, Kulikov, Lowry.
Kulikov skated beforehand. Both did well. Kulikov won't play tomorrow. See where he gets to toward the end of the week. Shife's on track. Lowry's probable for tomorrow. He felt really good coming off the ice. We think that's positive. We'll see how he comes in tomorrow.
You hinted in San Jose you'd give Hellebuck the day off tomorrow. Is that still the plan?
Correct.
Who starts?
Hutch.
Is it going to be a busy time for him? Or
yeah.
How does he approach it?
Well, we told him before California trip that was the plan. So he earned the right to play in the All-Star game. He thought he could go there, play well, and be fine for the next day. So we didn't want to take that away from him. He had earned it. And then just with Connors, we had about 11,000 miles last month, and he's on a roll playing well, so we played him in an awful lot of games. I had this one as him out going back a ways. So it'll be good for him.
Paul, could you just talk a bit about what losing Jake means right now?
Well, key piece, right? It's not just losing him as a player. He's also playing right at his peak. His game in Anaheim was outstanding. He was really good. If we have an area of depth, and we do, it's right defense. So that's the one place, if we have a guy go down, that we have players there that want the minutes, that can handle the minutes, in Bufflin and Myers. And we have some experience coming in with Pullman's not a pure rookie in my mind at his age, and he's played some games. So we're going to miss him. There's no doubt about that, but we have the personnel here to pick up the slack.
Yeah, my next question was similar along those lines, that the depth really has been strong to this point. It's going to be tested a little bit again here.
Yeah, you're getting into 4 and 5 guys now out of your lineup that it's a squeeze for sure, but everybody goes through it. We're hoping Jake's going to be a while, but we're hoping we're getting a lot closer to the majority of these guys coming back, so we don't have 2 months of it.
Is there a benefit to the fact that some of these defensemen have had to play, move around, play with one another, and
sure,
have some experience in that?
Sure. Almost all of them have played with Morrissey or Enstrom as the left pair, so that we don't look at it as there's any kind of time they need to get comfortable with each other. The guys that'll play the bigger minutes all have played together, and Sherratt and Pullman have played together. It'll depend on the matchup that we've got going in terms of how we move those pairings around, but they're all very comfortable playing with each other.
Paul, I don't know how much specifics you want to get into, but did Jacob get hurt? There was a prolonged shift in overtime there. I think he was stuck.
It was a pile on the wall right at the end.
Okay.
And then he skated straight off the ice, for that was the end of it, as he got hung up on the wall. They got all twisted up right at the end.
He had been out for a long time, I think, on the ice that shift.
Yeah, it was an unusual 3-on-3. They were out there for a long time, but nobody moved very much. They kept cycling in the neutral zone, and we just kind of stood there and waited for him to bring it in. So it was fine. It was at the end of an extended shift.
You say Shifley's on track. The 6-week mark would be like a week from Wednesday, next Wednesday. Could he be in the lineup towards the end of next week, potentially?
I don't know that we can tell you that right now based on where he's at. He's in there's the 6 to 8 window. We're pretty comfortable. It's somewhere in there.
Any update on Steve Mason or Sean Mathias?
Nothing more than they're getting better. They're not on the ice yet, so that's the next stage.
10-game homestand. Does it help that you're facing the two top teams right now, points-wise, in the league right off the hop? Does that?
I'm not sure there's any great time to face the best, right? So might as well get after it right away. It certainly elevate your play. You'll have to be real good to beat those teams. They're both good, really good on the road. And that's positive. And you want to get that standard set real high for this push, because it's going to be home and road now. Seems to mean less at this time of year. And certainly with you look at the strength of schedule that we have, and we have it every year, it's like that, in part being in the Central, and you start getting more Central games, this is going to be a real hard push for about 8-9 weeks.
Have you ever had a 10-game homestand in your career?
No, this is the first one.
Anything you have to guard against?
The fear always, the complaint always, if you're at home for a long time, you get kind of complacent. I don't think the time of year allows that. If you had a 10-game in maybe December or January, this is the push, right? You come out of the All-Star break and everything's intense. We're going to look at it as a real positive. We don't have to be on an airplane. We don't have to change time zones. we can get guys healthy and rested and play our best.
Paul, from the wealth of your coaching experience, even outside of the NHL, how many high-end players in your roster can be injured before you, the coach, get to performance concerns?
Your number is somewhere, but I mean, we ran 7 last year guys out for a big bulk of time, and that was a challenge for us. 4 and 5 is usually the threshold number that you're at. It's by position as much as anything else. We get Adam back, you know, there's you don't want to lose your top pair, and you don't want to lose your middle of your ice or your number one guy, right? Those are the 5 key pieces to your team. And we've survived the 2 centermen for a long stretch, so we like to think we're coming out of that now. We found a real good one in Blake Wheeler. Andrew Kopp did a marvelous job. So we think we go back to strength down the middle with Adam in our lineup. We've got the 2 big righties there still in our lineup, so we like that. We've put a lot of pressure on Connor, but we're coming into 10 at home, and we think the numbers are right there. So we've managed the number that we've had pretty darn well. There is a number threshold somewhere in my mind between 5 and 7 where you start worrying.
And sorry, Paul, just one more. Now that it's official that you guys will be going to Finland next season, we'd asked you, I think, a little earlier when it was in the air, but you've done Finland once before.
Correct.
What was that like?
And it was good because we won both games. Really enjoyed it.
So you got a perfect coaching record in that country?
Not in Europe, but in Finland we were pretty good. It was a great experience, bonding experience. Now, we also did it the first 2 games of the season, so you're coming out of training camp. You really liked that. It broke your camp up, and you got your A team together, and away you went. There's a real passionate base in Europe of fans, like there is here. They love their hockey here, but they never really get to see it, right? You don't get to see, and for the kids especially in Finland, you get to see your idols play hockey. I think there's a great benefit to it. A little different dynamic from a logistic point of view. As a coach, you're worried about the in-season part. How long does it take you to get back off the time zone change? I'd like to think because it's part of how we live here, man, we must have changed time zones 10 times last month. About 8,000 miles. I'd like to think that we could handle it as well as anybody. But the payoff of going out there, getting your group together with a completely new experience, having your Finnish players kind of get a little special appreciation to play in the NHL in front of their home fans, that's got to feel really good for them. So I'm excited about it. It'll be great for a team and a great experience.
Paul, any concerns watching, if you watch the All-Star game at all, or the skills competition, were you worried about Wheeler and Hellebuck?
I just kept hoping that, Helly, just stay on your feet. Don't worry about that in the back door. You know what I did see? I thought the game was good this year. It was a much better pace to the game, and it seemed like some competition got ramped up in it. So that, if you get that environment, you worry a lot less about players. Right? There's not a lot of fooling around. They defend a little bit so the goalie doesn't have to stop 8 in a row. And for our 2 men that went, they earned it, and I'm glad they got recognized for the years that they've had here. So this was the first All-Star game, other than the one I was at, that I watched the skills competition and I watched the game, and I enjoyed both.
I was talking to Alex Petrangelo. I'm sure you'll be happy to hear this, but he said now that he knows Blake Wheeler, he says it's going to be a little bit harder to go up against him because he knows he's such a good guy now. That's probably bodes well for you.
They don't seem to let that carry over. They get over that pretty quick. I think the Central Division in the last 32 games is going to be pretty hotly contested, even if they start swapping Christmas cards.
You talked about Hutch going in tomorrow. What's his schedule look like from now till then?
Yeah, he'll play today and get on a plane in the morning and get in, get after it.
And obviously no concerns about that in terms of him.
No, we're aware of it. He wanted to do this, and we're all for it. I think he'd be wired up and pretty excited to go. He's been with us but not playing, so he hasn't had the wear and tear. We wanted to get him in a game, back in a game, and he played well in Laval, so he's excited.